DW.
They are usually out shopping in the many rubbish dumps across Nairobi, notorious for electronic waste. Today, they are in search of fiber cables, which they find easily in the trash surrounding them. They pull them out of all laptop compact disc players. They are just the perfect size they want for a new 3D printer they are making. Most of the electronic waste here came all the way from Europe and the Americas, having been imported as second-hand machines, retired after many years of service. The young East African engineers here in Kenya are turning electronic waste into 3D printers by using recycled parts that are found in electronics all across Kenya. The printers are pre-configured with designs from computers and are able to print objects. Makete Maina, a production engineer at AB3D, tells me that almost everything is sourced from e-waste.
So we assemble 3D printers here from scratch using recycled material. E-waste is another huge part of what we are involved in terms of recycled. So most of the electronics here are recycled as well, meaning the fans, the wiring throughout the whole printer is taken from previously existing appliances, and we just take the parts from them. So that means the only completely new electronic parts we use are the specialized parts, which are the LCD screens, the hot ends to heat up the plastic, and the boards, the controllers. But everything else, the motors, the fans, the wiring, we all source from e-waste.
So how does a 3D printer work? Makete explained it to me.
Yeah, so starting with probably the most important part, which is the what we call the filament. This is the ink that goes into the printer.
Which one? This
so
one?
To say, yes. It's a roll.
It's like strands. So
yes.
This is made from what?
This is made from plastic bottles, actually. So recycled plastic bottles, they're put through another process to produce this filament. So basically, it's recycled plastic. So this memory card I'm inserting into the machine has a design that we're looking to print for it in the code format that the printer can interpret and understand. So I'm inserting it into the printer right now. I go straight to the option to print from the SD card. So when it starts, you'll hear a whirring noise. So this is what it will do, layer by layer by layer by layer, until it builds to the final product. So I say this is actually a very good print.
Kenya, like many developing and developed nations, relies heavily on technology. Domestic e-waste is also increasing and bound to continue growing in coming years. Some countries in East Africa like Uganda, Rwanda and Kenya have just begun to deal with and develop basic waste management systems. They still lack the capacity, skills, resources, and infrastructure to address the challenge effectively. Kenya's Environment Ministry launched the National E-Waste Management Strategy in January, a 5-year plan covering the period from 2019 to 2024. Former Kenyan Environment Minister Judy Wahungu admits that Kenya, like many African countries, has weak e-waste management policies.
And we've realized that this is an area in which we're actually weak. So we're going to come up with, once the regulations have been gazetted, we will come up with a public campaign to enable all the public to be aware that they have the opportunity to recycle their electronic waste.
The e-waste strategy is aimed at tackling the issue of e-waste management and coming up with policies to promote research and innovation in e-waste management, such as the AB3D project. AB3D chief executive and founder Roy Mwangi Ombati says that part of what motivated him was seeing the effect that e-waste had on his local environment, from contaminating water and the soil to exposing people to hazardous chemicals. Components such as lead and mercury from electronics contaminate the soil and water when disposed of in the landfills with other waste. These hazardous components are also listed as human carcinogens, as they damage the lungs and liver when eaten or inhaled, and they easily accumulate in green leafy vegetables like lettuce and in some root crops. Roy Ombati says that his approach is to fight e-waste and plastic pollution at the same time while making some money from it.
You know, they normally say necessity is the mother of invention. How AB3D came about was a series of fortunate events, but more through an opportunity that came spurred out of a problem. Definitely, I would say this is a green innovation. It's an innovation that is mindful of the environment and the effect we have on the environment, then definitely. Because not only do we create the machines from waste, but we try and we're very conscious about our footprint and the impact we leave behind. Everything is geared towards a better world. Our goal is to have 3D printers in every classroom in Kenya. Not just every school, but every classroom in Kenya. And it will provide that hands-on and practical approach to learning.
According to a recent survey by the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, headquartered in Kenya, Kenya generates over 44,000 tons of e-waste. E-waste is considered one of the fastest-growing wastes in the world, and it's also toxic and not biodegradable. According to a report by Kenya's Environment Ministry, the East African region has suffered from the importation of used or obsolete electrical and electronic equipment under the name of donations. Most computers that are imported into Kenya are given out as donations by companies in Europe and the Americas. If Kenyans are to be saved from the effects of burgeoning e-waste, then proper guidelines for e-waste management should be put in place to provide guidance that will enhance environmental protection from e-waste and create public awareness of the sustainable management of e-waste. Andrew Wasike, DW, Nairobi, Kenya.
DW.